Rich, heavy food is a major part of the end-of-the-year holidays in the United States. People in the U.S. celebrate Thanksgiving on the third Thursday of November. People around the world celebrate Christmas on December 25th. Both holidays involve traditions of cooking large meals. The food at these meals usually has lots of sugar, salt, and butter in it. Turkey and pie are some of the most common foods at these holidays. Terry Price has hosted a holiday party on the last Saturday before every Christmas for 30 years.
It started when my children were very, very small. In fact, there was only one of them. And it's sort of my Christmas gift to me. Many of the dishes I've been preparing for most of the 30 years.
But over time, some traditions do change. The Neveldines are a family who hope to be healthier by changing what they eat. Mick Fury, the Neveldines' oldest child, said this change is important during the holidays and the rest of the year, too.
The holidays are actually sort of the most exciting time because it's a chance to see if we can achieve traditional dishes in a way that is organic and healthy and fun. And maybe we don't tell people, like, hey, here's turkey dinner, but then it turns out if they love it, we tell them it's organic, it's great.
Mick and his girlfriend, Michelle, try to eat only organic food. Organic food is any plant or animal food product made without the use of unnatural chemicals or processes. The United States Department of Agriculture, or USDA, is the part of the U.S. government that creates laws about food. The USDA began identifying which foods are organic in 2002. Mick chose to eat only organic food after his girlfriend found she felt sick when eating gluten. Gluten is in products which include wheat. Mick began looking more closely at the ingredients in the food he bought. The amount of unnatural ingredients in most food surprised him. But Mick is not the only Neveldine who changed their diet. Felicia Neveldine, Mick's sister, decided 9 years ago to become a vegan. A vegan is a person who does not eat or use animal products of any kind. Felicia became a vegan because of her concern for the treatment of animals and the environmental effects of animal farming. She said that her change in diet also improved her health.
I used to have a lot of problems with my stomach and digestion, and since I became a vegan, I feel just better every day.
Choosing these special diets means the Neveldines choose their foods carefully. Mick grows a garden behind his home where he gets fresh vegetables. They also make traditional holiday food like mashed potatoes without milk or butter. This may seem like a completely new method for traditional cooking, but Mick does not agree. He says agricultural companies began using chemicals because organic farming costs more money.
For a long time, they used great food and they used great products. I hope 20 to 30 years from now, the tradition is exactly the same. It's just done with better quality stuff.
Ruth Cava is the Senior Nutrition Fellow at the American Council on Science and Health, or ACSH. The ACSH is an organization that studies issues involving food and health. Cava said that being vegetarian is also not new.
Vegetarianism has been around for probably centuries, and the thing about a vegetarian diet is that it can be lower in calories.
Studies show that high-calorie diets can cause people to become overweight. The Centers for Disease Control, or CDC, is the top national public health organization in the U.S. A 2014 report from the CDC showed 69% of adults in the U.S. over 20 years old are overweight. Being overweight can lead to health problems like heart disease and cancer. But Cava does not think modern beliefs about different diets are correct.
These diets are getting a lot of press now, and so people think that maybe they're healthier or better for you, which is not necessarily the case. A balanced diet where things are eaten in moderation is probably the best way to go.
She also said that the current system for identifying organic food is not what it should be.
I think that the organic program that the USDA runs was really set up as a way to market foods, and it has nothing to do with health.
Faunalytics is an organization that collects research to help protect animals. A 2014 Faunalytics report said that only 2% of people over the age of 17 in the U.S. are vegetarian or vegan. But Google reported that people searched the word vegan more than ever before in 2015. Felicia thinks the more people learn, the more popular these special diets will become.
At first, I would make my own things and bring my own things to holidays, but now, as other people are becoming more educated and know what it means, people really go out of their way to make sure that there's always something that I can eat.
Holiday traditions may not change, but the way these traditions happen just might. I'm Pete Musto.